For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dirk Willis. I'm the Vice President of Golf, Retail, and Landscape for the Kohler Company. And on behalf of the entire hospitality and real estate team here at Kohler, as well as our team here specifically at Black Wolf Run, I'd like to thank you all for joining us to celebrate the opening of our first golf course to be built in the last 20 years. The opening of the baths of Black Wolf Run marks the beginning of an exciting new chapter in our golf journey. Of course, we're very proud of the history that we have and the championship pedigree that we've established to this point, having hosted six professional major championships at our facilities and culminating this year with the granddaddy of them all, the 43rd Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits. So we're honored to be here again to dedicate this course. As I said, we're proud of what we've done in the past. We're excited that for decades, our guests have come to seek to play the same shots and have the same experiences and walk the same fairways as the best players in the world. But our goal with the baths is a little bit different, but not any less enticing. And that is to make the game fun and more accessible for players of all age, skill level, and background. And as I look around today and I see the people in attendance today, I think we're well on our way to that journey and making it come to life. Our mission with the baths originated with the individual I'd like to welcome to the podium. He had the idea for Kohler and Sheboygan, Wisconsin, to one day host not only the best players in the world, but also welcome golfers from all over the country and the entire world to our little hamlet here in Wisconsin. With that, please join me in welcoming Mr. Herb Kohler to say a few words. Mr. Kohler.
Thank you, Dirk. And everyone on the Kohler team who worked hard to make this day possible. We're proud to have hosted six major championships since 1998 and look forward to having the golf world eyes on us once again with the Ryder Cup in September. As Dirk noted, we're here today not to celebrate our past, but to give birth to a charming addition to Kohler Golf. The baths of Black Wolf Run mark a new chapter, one that I'm excited to have played a role in bringing to life. As many of you know, early on, I was not a golfer. Oh, I played twice a year with my father's wooden shafts whenever a friend called. Mind you, it was a rather painful experience. No one had taught me the game. But then one day, a young accountant walked into my office and dumped about 100 suggestion slips. He said, "Mr. Kohler, I've been collecting these at the American Club. Would you believe our guests are quite thankful you take them around the county to play golf on a public course or a private course? But they wonder, with all this land the company owns, why you haven't built your own golf course." I decided right then and there, the only thing I could do in responding to our clientele was to talk to our vice president of business development, who happened to be a 6 handicap. He advised starting a search for a top-notch golf designer. We came up with a pair who had 2 courses on the PGA Tour. We thought that was a pretty good recommendation. So we brought them to Kohler and had them lay out 5 holes, then talked to them about their philosophy. We discovered something a bit strange. They believed the tee of a par 3 or the landing area of a par 4 or 5 should always look down on a green. This would speed up play, obviously. But because we were playing in and out of a river valley, it would create some very long green to tee distances. If players were walking as they would in a tournament, these distances would be unacceptable. So no sooner had we hired them than we fired them and had to go out and find someone else who would build a tournament course for Kohler in line with our guiding principles. We came up with this somewhat strange fellow who had just finished 18 holes at Sawgrass, the course for the professional golfers. And he'd also built something called the Honors of Tennessee, a marvelous course for amateurs. I contacted him, and he consented to come to Kohler. When we passed the village sign coming into the village that said population 1,934 people, Pete Dye leaned over and asked, "Mr. Kohler, do you really want me to build a course for 2,000 people?" When we passed the corporate building on High Street, he looked again and said, "I guess you can pay your bills." Pete Dye went on to build 4 spectacular courses for Kohler. all in the top 100 of the United States public courses. And Herb Kohler went on to learn the game, fascinated that it could challenge the physical, the mental, and the emotional all at once. It was the only game people could play that required you to call a penalty on yourself. I loved the challenge and became totally immersed. I also love the fact that some of my very best friends in life have come from the game of golf. We have a chap with us today who worked with Pete Dye much of the way. He was Pete's right-hand man. With Pete's passing, Chris Lutsky became our projects architect here at the Baz. I've known Chris for more than 30 years. Throughout the entire process of building the Baz, I marvel at his ability to take ideas I'd throw at him in the drafting room or out walking in the field, and the ease with which he'd bring them to life in the dirt, as Pete liked to say. Chris, I think you'd agree that Pete and Alice Dye would be very proud of what you've accomplished with the Baz, both on the ground and as its mission. Their spirit is certainly with us today. Our intent for the Baz is that it will quickly become a place where people from all walks of life will be introduced to the great game of golf. Through dedicated programming, we will use it as a place where both juniors and seniors can learn the game in a fun, supportive environment. It will be a place to loosen up before you begin play on one of the championship 18s, or when you finish the day and try to work through a swing fault that caused a few extra strokes. One of the most interesting aspects of the Baz is the way it can be played. Normally a 10-hole par 3 and an 18-hole putting course, the par 3 can be modified into a 6-hole or even a 12-hole. And of course, a putting course can be changed anywhere you'd like to go on 2 acres of rolling ground. I think when you play the Baz, in any case, you're going to find some remarkable and memorable holes, holes that you want to come back to time and time again. I wish you well. God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Kohler.
We're obviously incredibly well known for our championship pedigree and the quality of our existing courses. And, you know, we in the past we've done a lot to help grow the game of golf with, you know, our junior programs and all the different programs that we have. But we haven't had a facility or a course that was really focused purely on driving that mission, which we feel very strongly about. And you know, I think the reception so far overall with everyone we've shared this project with tells us that we're on the right path. And our tee sheet tomorrow tells us on the right path too. We got 200 players scheduled on the Baz tomorrow already. Opens tomorrow to the public. We got 200 players on the tee sheet, and it's people from the resort, it's people from the community, it's juniors, it's women, it's our regular resort guests. It's a little mix of everything. So I think we're on the right path.
And people, if they buy a round on the big course, do they pay an additional fee to play?
So we've incorporated this facility into our golf packages. So if you buy one of our golf packages, typically it's a round on all of our courses, and the Baz is included in that. For the price of that package, you get basically unlimited access to the Baz during that time. You can come out every day after or before a round, or you can spend the entire day just playing on the Baz. It's included in the package. If you're just here as a resort guest, it's a fee of $75 to play the Baz, but again, it's an unlimited play all day pass. So you book your first round in the morning and come out and play, and then you just talk to the starter and keep making loops as long as you want.
Yeah. And what about if you don't, what about if you just come in, drive in off the road?
Again, you know, it's $75 for the standard guest, whether they're a resort guest or whether they're general public, and it's play all day. We do have special programming for families with every adult. Children 17 and under are play complimentary, so a family of four can come out, spend the entire day out here for a pretty reasonable price and enjoy not only the golf course but the terrace here and have lunch. And we expect it to be very popular in that vein as well, just with the general public.
And these are sand bottom, so you anticipate
sand bottom. Yep, and I tested the bottom. It is sand. It was solid. It was soft enough where I didn't when I jumped in that I didn't hurt myself. But Yeah, it works. It's exactly what we intended it to be. And the water was warm, too. It's probably almost 80 degrees.
It's bath water.
Yeah.
Right? It's
the baths. Yeah. Right, right.
Well, people are going to wonder if there's a dress code out here. Like, can they play in their swimsuit or something?
You can. Again, it's a casual golf attire dress code. And if you look at, you know, the golf attire these days, it's become more and more casual, more and more open for interpretation. We welcome that. You can play in flip-flops. You can play barefoot if you want. You can whatever you want to do.
That's great.
Yeah. So has anybody on your staff, the Kohler staff, come out and snuck out here a little bit already?
Well,
do we have a hole-in-one yet to report?
No, we have no hole-in-ones, but obviously with any course that we have, we go out and operationally we have to test it and make sure how it's going to function. We did that with our other courses before. So, yeah, I've been out here. A couple members of our staff have come out and sampled it. We've actually had some internal Kohler associates come out, some of our resort staff, to help them understand. We'd like them to experience the products that we have. So we've had some internal things to help us work out the kinks, and I think we're ready to go tomorrow when the general public shows up. We'll be ready.
Any prize for the first person that makes a hole in one on each one of the holes?
Nothing planned yet, but you know, they will definitely get a shout out on all our social media pages, and that'll be a great opportunity for them to share that, to be the inaugural hole in one on the Bass, and we'll make sure that that is put out there.
It's 10 holes, but it can be configured different ways, right?
Yeah, 10 holes, and people ask me why. Well, it was a kind of a natural route. It just worked its way out to be that. Similar to what our design on the river course and the straights course, though, there's a figure eight configuration out there. Basically, you cross over between 3 and 4 and then 7 and 8. So you can cut it off to 6 holes. You could cut it off to 3 holes if you wanted to. I don't know how fun that would be.
Yeah.
Or you can configure it in an additional 2 holes because of the shape of the putting course. We've created essentially a special 11th hole, which uses the island tee right here behind us and goes to the far end of end of the putting course. And then there's another small tee box, flat spot area out there for a tee box that comes back over to the other finger of the putting course here, so you can make it 12 holes as well.
That's awesome.
Tell us about the little cabin. You told us last year there was one you had picked out. You were going to bring it here. How did that all happen?
So we sourced that cabin. We found it up in the UP of Michigan.
Really?
It's about 125 years old. We're not sure exact. We found some newspapers in it when we were tearing it apart, and they were from early 1900s, late 1800s. So we figure it's around 125 years old. Pulled it apart, shipped it down here, put it back together piece by piece, and then finished it off with some nice Kohler fixtures. And
awesome.
Looks like it's been here for 125 years.